On the Beat Sports Breakfast, let's get the latest from the AFL.
Morning, Paddy.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Good to have you on the show. And after five straight wins since that loss to Essendon, but what did you learn from the 38-point win against North Melbourne on Sunday?
We'll do our review today, mate. We'll go into the club we had yesterday off, which was nice. But they were really good, North Melbourne. Their pressure was really good, and they stuck it up to us for four quarters. So, you know, we had to play well, and we took the win, and then, you know, we'll sort of review it today and move on to this week. We've got a pretty big game against Collingwood, so we'll start getting stuck into that and getting prepared.
Yeah, Collingwood, incredible to see, you know, the fact they've won 11 in a row and just the margins they've been winning by their games by as well, quite narrow margins. What do you see as their strengths?
Yeah, mate, well, I think just their will to win, it seems like, is the biggest thing. They've I'm not too sure exactly what the average of the margins, but I think their last sort of 11 games have been all sort of under that 20 sort of point mark. So it's pretty crazy, mate. They've obviously got that real strong will to win, and we'll have to be on our best this week to try and get the job done. So, yeah, it's really exciting, mate. It's a big game, and we're all pumped for it.
Paddy, talking about being at your best, do you feel as though the Swans are now starting to play the football that will take you deep into September?
Yeah, hopefully, mate. I mean, it's funny, you're sort of always looking to tweak things and try and improve, but I think you spoke about that that loss against Essendon, and we reviewed that, you know, pretty hard, and you know, looked into it pretty deeply and tried to find some things that we thought probably weren't going well. And, you know, probably through the start of the season, we're a little bit inconsistent. You sort of win one or two and then we'd lose one, and we sort of had that up and down sort of bit of shift going with our game, which was, you know, really frustrating. And I think you know, we've got a lot of older guys who, you know, are really well established. We've also got some young guys coming through too who are finding their feet and learning to play consistent footy. So I think, you know, over the last 5 weeks, probably seen a bit of a shift in that and just that more four-quarter type performance stuff. So hopefully, you know, it's the right time of the year to be doing it, and hopefully we can keep it going and sort of get to our best over the next few weeks.
Paddy, a lot of scrutiny and headlines surrounding Buddy's future. Do you think it may be a distraction for him?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, he kicked 4-3 on the weekend and was one of our best. So if he was distracted, I'd love to see him how he's going when he's not. But, you know, I think he's a big boy, and he's been through all this before many times. So I don't think it'll be too much of a worry to him. And he's been great. He seems really relaxed. He seems really happy. He's been great with all the boys, and his performance has been great. So, there's not much more we could ask of him, to be honest.
Paddy, so much has been made of your own story, and I guess on a personal front, to have played 19 games in a side in the top four at this stage, and to have the impact that you've had. If you go back, say, 12 months, I mean, how much belief did you have that you could be in this position?
Yeah, oh, it's pretty crazy, man. I know this is the RSN, the betting sort of stuff, and I think if you had $5 on me last year to have done sort of what I did this year and played 19 games, you'd have a bit of money in your account. So I couldn't imagine it, mate, to be honest. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, and it's been it's been crazy, but I've absolutely loved it. You know, a lot is always made of the Swans and their sort of culture, and I feel very lucky to be a part of that. And I think I've never been in the position before that I am now, where, you know, playing finals and sort of building towards September. So it's new for me, and it's just something I'm really enjoying. I'm really lucky I get to play with my brother Tom as well, and sort of enjoy the experience with him. And I've made a lot of really good mates with the footy club, and the coaches are great, and the whole sort of community. So I feel very, very lucky, mate, and I'm definitely not taking it for granted, that's for sure.
Have you found Sydney compared to Melbourne? I mean, the spotlight on AFL players down there is out of control, but living up here in Sydney, how have you found it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've absolutely loved Sydney. I think probably Melbourne is a bit more like what it would be like for rugby boys up here. You know, it can be quite intense at times, but I think you probably just, I mean, what I've found probably in Sydney is that you don't ride the highs as high or the lows as low. You're sort of just always somewhere in between, and I think that's probably largely around just the sort of media and the sort of intensity on AFL in Sydney. It's quite small compared to that of Melbourne, and that's something I really enjoy. I think you can sort of go to the club and you clock on and you do your work there and you get into it all, and then once you leave, you can sort of switch off a bit from footy and relax. So I think that's something that the boys really enjoy. I mean, I'm one of probably a few that's played both in Melbourne and Sydney, and it's one of the big differences that I find. But yeah, man, I love Sydney. It's a bloody great spot. I love living up here.
Paddy, Josh Kennedy, a hamstring injury again in the VFL over the weekend. Have you come across him at the club in the last... Well, I suppose he said you had a yesterday off, didn't you? But such a shame for him, considering the injury, the bad hamstring he's already done this season.
Yeah, mate, it's shattering, to be honest. I spoke to Joey on Sunday night, and it was really hard to hear, mate. Words sort of filtered around just before we sort of ran out on Sunday, and it was pretty tough, to be honest. But he's one of the great men in footy, Joey, and he's always got a smile on his face, and he always attacks life 100 mile an hour, and I know he'll do that with what's happened now. So he's a very, very valued part of the footy club, mate, and no doubt that'll be the case going forward over the next sort of hopefully little bit.
Yeah, he's been a warrior, no doubt about that. And congratulations on what you've done this year as well, Paddy. Swans fans have loved your contribution. Good luck against the Pies. Massive game on Sunday.
No, good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.